I'm not a big speaker, but I think there's a, I can take a moment at a certain Siyat Shmaya. I was thinking, you know, over time, usually it's easier to prepare for certain things. You have more, especially when a person's nifta, so right away, you know, people have to be masped, and then you have shiva. Nobody's prepared for it. And you see by Yaakov, you know, that the Rashi says that Meisman Mishtakfim and Alev, over time, you know, it should become easier when you have to speak about something that happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago. That's how it happens usually. When you have people that are unusually and extraordinarily different and special in life, so you can never really, the preparation, so to speak, never comes. You never prepared, just as if the person was nifter at that moment and that week. You don't have a usual circumstance when an unusual event happened. And Akiva, I think we all understand, is an unusual person in our lives, in his personality, learning, midas, etc. And I don't think any of us, you know, I spoke over the week between texting, I hope everybody's mindful of my text, but I think everybody feels the same thing, to try to encapsulate and to properly express anything in front of each other it's a very, very difficult task, because there's no preparation for speaking about a person like Akiva. The Rav's father, my grandfather, we were in Nevardik, and Moshe Plantnik is my grandfather. So, and you know, the shalshalos of life keeps spinning around. I was a neighbor with Rav's father, Rav Yankel Khan, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, for many years on Avenue N. We lived together, and my grandfather was nifta 40 something years ago. I don't have a lot from him. He's a Talmid Chacham, he's a Rav, but the amount of time, things change, and I have a notebook that he wrote in a real Yiddish, the old school Yiddish, that I showed it to many people who speak Yiddish and they couldn't even read what he wrote, really. So I wrote it to Rabbi Rulofsky a few years ago, and Rabbi Rulofsky told me he'll translate one word for me. And the word he translated from his notebook was called Hesped Adam Kasher. And it's not the type of topic that I can say, you know, and I have a verse from Isaiah that I can say over that often, and it's a real verse. I think it's an appropriate verse. So I'd just like to take the opportunity for 2 minutes that I can be mekasha the darius coming together in this place. It's siyata d'shmaya. When a person is nifta at the levaya, we say a tefillah called kel mali rachamim. There are 2 points in this kel mali we call, that are very peculiar. The last words are L'chein Baal Rachmim Yastirei B'Seis Sekhanafav Lailamim V'Yitzar B'Tzar Achayim Esteshmasei Hashem Hunach Lasei V'Yenuach B'Shalim Al Mishkavei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shelter this, the Niftar, under his wings, and the person should be bound with what we call the Tzar Achayim. He's bound with life, and he should be Yenuach b'shalim al mishkavei. The art school word is to repose, but the person should rest, that it should be b'shalim. Once a person is nifta, the pashat understanding, simple way to understand, is that there's no more connection, so to speak, to life. The niftarim go to the olam ha'emes, and they're in a different, say, a different reality than we experience here. I have written down that Shai Lenchitz told me, Hashem Yeshiva, that the word chayim is plural, because it's a construct of the guf and neshama together. Chayim is when the guf is together with the neshama. Once they separate, so there's no more chayim, there's no life. So if there's no aspect of life, how come we're asking our Kadosh Baruch Hu should be Sarei b'tzara chayim, he should bind the person, so to speak, up with the neshama, should be bound with life. Once this person is ready, b'malis hakadoshim ha'tahayim, the person's beyond, so to speak, is what we, in English they have the vernacular record, they're in a better place now, like there was, that's in the, but once the person is beyond olam hazeh, so they're not shayach to, there's no relevance to olam hazeh anymore, they're talking about chayim. The last words of yenuach b'shalim ha'mashkabe, the person should be B'shalim. Shalim is an aspect of Olam HaZeh. Now, Olam HaEmes, everything is B'Ritzayin Hashem. Peace is when you can have something that's not so to speak, shalom. So you can have the opposite of shalom. So you, therefore, you misspell that we should have shalom. But when you're in a reality where everything is b'shalom yishal shal kaz baruch hu, so how do you fit the words in v'nuach b'shalom ha'mishkavayim? So he answers, my grandfather answers the two questions of the following. During a person's lifetime, every individual embodies many aspects of Avodas Hashem. The acts that the person do construct his makeup. When his family and friends continue, whoever he made impressions on during his lifetime, when they carry on those traits, that's the binding, that's the Tzor B'Tzor HaChayim that the Nifter has, to the Kiddush Shem Shemayim, together the two people have with each other. So we must follow that the children, family, and friends should carry on the Torah Ma'asim Tevim of the parent, or the Nifter, extending to the point where we reach the Yitzhar B'Tzor HaChayim Es Nishmasei. Hashem Hu Nachalosei is because the Nachla of Hashem is Ruchnias, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Gashmi of the Olam. So if everything is a Ruchnias, that's the true Nachla. The Nachla is what is this, the spirituality that a person, the Kedusha, that a person gives over, the impressions that he makes in life. Everything physical, everything mundane comes and goes, it passes. It's not a lot, it's not the true Nachla. But what he's giving to the person, that's the Ma'isim Tovim, and that's the Yitzhar B'Tzor HaChayim Es Nishmasei. The Anuach V'Shalim Al Mishkavei, he says, and we ask that the Nifter should, so to speak, rest in a Matzav of Shalom. When a person, the children of a Nifter, or the friends, the family, experience difficulty, so they always turn, they always daven, they go to Kiryei Avos, they always daven that they should be a Meil Tzeisher, they should daven on behalf of the Mishpacha, or on the Chaverim, whoever we're davening on behalf of. When the Nifter sees that there's a Tzar in what he left over, it causes a Tzar also, and having Gemara's talk about people that they were Dairish, they needed Eitzes from people that were already Nifter. It's never without a repercussion. There's always an effect. There's a tsar that happens to a Nifter if they see other people in tsar. So we have a tefillah that we pray for Chaim, for Shalom, for this person, that the children, the family of the Nifter should be b'shalom. This way the Nifter themselves is b'shalom also. And the Kitz Shulchan Aruch in Simon Chav Beis, it says that I added on to this piece that more important than saying Kaddish is Lashon Shabbanim Yelchu Ba'erich Mishar Ki B'zehim Mezakim Asaves. More important than saying Kaddish for Nifter is that the children and the Mishpacha should go in a proper way. The biggest zikur that there is for a Nifter is that the people that he influenced in his life should continue going Ba'erich Mishar in a proper way, that the impressions that they made are Heilich from the Skadla. They continue, they get greater, and they get greater as time goes on. So I think, after speaking throughout the last few days, every single person, whoever was able to make it, whoever was not able to make it, everybody expressed the same thing, that the impression that Akiva has, and continues to have, it's something that to try to put into words is a difficult thing. But to live it is not. His Zikaron is as if it didn't diminish over time. If anything, it grew over time for everybody. It's not like it happened, you can say, 2 years ago. To think, to me it feels like we were standing here last week for a first Yahrzeit, let alone to say for a second Yahrzeit. But it's not a case of a usual. This is an unusual situation that we have, where the impressions that we have in the lessons and the curing that he gave to each and every one of us is something which I think continuously grows in all of our lives. I'd like to introduce Tzidava to share a few words. In the previously mentioned, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that I mentioned before, that started, that said Shabbanim, that what was more important than Kaddish, the Shabbanim Yelchu Ba'erich Mishar Ki B'zehim Mezakim Es Aves, that the Banim, so to speak, as you say, like Afrika Banim El Bainim, you're saying we learn Torah, we're building, we're not just is that the people that he influenced in life should go, who I'm calling Banim, should go B'derech Misha. So the end of the Kitzur Shachanach says, that line says, V'yeshay la'ardam and Savis is Banav, a person should command his children L'hachzik be'ez a mitzvah, to excel in a certain in a mitzvah, the mekayimim, and when they fulfill that mitzvah, nechshav yaseh in a kaddish. That's also more important, so to speak, in kaddish. Is a mitzvah? I think I said this one time, but I feel like I'm always hearing it in my head. The last thing that you know, can you hear an echo for nine years? So the last morning. The last thing Akiva said to me, I walked in to say that at 10 o'clock, so if you know, there was a time when he was trying to get us to come at 9:30, just to, being that he can't talk back to me, anyways, I can tell you the truth, we've been great to be for Yom Tov, for Shavuos. It was a busy morning, and I ran down, I did rise from Zainish, I ran right back to his magic. Don't think that I was just late to be late, but I was late, and he said to me, Naftali Tzvi, you're late, and I said, Akiva, it's okay, and he said, 9:30 is 9:30. So, usually when I'm running down the block, if you ever see a crazy guy running with a jacket, whatever it is, it's because I hear an echo in my head that 6:55 Shachas is 6:55, and you have to. So I have it easier now because I'm still, you know, I don't have the tir de sa'ilim hazeh in my mind as much as most of you do, so it's a little bit different, but I'm still always running, I feel like. But the mitzvah of Hasmada and the Dveikus Natayr, I think, is the one thing that everybody, every person's interaction with him is related to the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah and Talmud Torah. And I think by us all continuing and those midos, that's the primary influence I feel that he tried in doing to all of our lives in any way that he was able to do it. And our, like Revel Yomar said many years ago, you don't have to add another Seder. You have to do what you're doing better. You're supposed to learn for a Seder, so learn it better for a Seder. So, in that way, I believe one of the midas that we take with ourselves is being machzik, strengthening ourselves in our learning in our siddurim. And with that, I'd like to introduce Rav Avner Rabinowitz to share a few words. There are two songs in the last few years we were together that, if I can repeat myself a little bit, but it's just fine. It came up this week when we spoke on Sundays, and I feel it's worth repeating. We had two songs that Akiva liked very much. One, when we were in the Dira, those that were, I don't know if there's anybody who's in the Dira here, sure, Yosef. Er Shabbos, we used to come back from, after he learned in the mirror, for Seder, during Dav Mincha, we used to go to Meishayim, and he used to famously buy bags worth of what do you call it? Parentally sponsored Shalom Bayis, I guess you can call it, for the Dira. And we thank you for that. And he used to walk into the stores, and they knew, everybody knew him. They knew what he wanted. They had his cake ready for him and his kugel ready for him. And we went back to the Dira, and we would dance to V'yahavta L'reicha Kameicha. And that was a big period of time, for a number of weeks, that we had that situation going. And then later on, by our chasanas, especially by our chasanas, by the chasanas, the words of Chazal were very, very much, he wrote about it actually, something, whatever, but they were very big words on Akiva's mind. And the words we have to recha kamecha sound a little bit contradictory. You're not supposed to love yourself, but you have to recha kamecha. You have to recha. You have to love your friend. Just you have to esleich. Why do we have to interject kamecha? We have, especially during our current events, many types of people who identify themselves in different terms of Yiddishkeit. Hasidim, Orthodox, Yiddish, Modern Orthodox, and a few other colors that I won't mention. There's only one. We only have one board of truth. If something stems from Torah, if it comes from the source of Torah, it's true. If the root is anything else, it's not true. That's why we learn Basar, and everybody's supposed to be on the same game plan. Torah dictates all our midas, and it tells us that we're supposed to be selfless people. The best, the most selfish thing a person can do is to be selfless. The Torah tells you, chesed, you know, adam chesed ibane, everything that we're supposed to be doing is to be thinking about everybody else. And so when we say we have to lecha kameicha, I think the point is that if your kameicha is that you remind yourself to the Klal Yisrael, to every yid, and that's what your point is supposed to be. So that's what you have to recha kameicha. The love you're giving to your friends is supposed to be as selfless as the selflessness that you're giving yourself away for. You're not supposed to have any yenechi, it's in yourself. It's all for the other person. When we have that feeling, all of us together, and I truly think that this is, you know, the source, so to speak, of why Akiva had it so much, he really gave as much of his self as he possibly was able to. When we say you have to lecha kameicha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah, because that's the board that we're all holding on to, and I feel that that's the mindset that he tried giving us. So from that we have v'yichan sham yisol negeda harki isha chad b'levechad. We've grown up. Some of us have remained in Flatbush. Some of us have moved to Lakewood, some to Eretz Yisrael, and other places. I think, I don't know if you have other places, but we're spread around. Our chabura, so to speak, grew from kindergarten. I think some of us are in kindergarten together. We pick people up in Masifta. We pick people up in fourth grade. We pick people up, right? Thank you, Nassim, and like you. And the Beis Medrash, we have people coming from as far as Australia who became integral parts of the chabura that we had in yeshiva together. And it's all based on that one board. It's all based on that title. The connection that we have, it's not based on being good in sports or any other external factor. Akiva's mida of joining us as much as he can in Torah learning, and that was, I think, the ne'imus that Avner just represented, because he was focused on this. That's what makes a person an ish na'im, a pleasant, a sweet person, is when that's his mindset. So there's nothing that separates us. We could be 90 miles away from Flatbush to Lakewood, and we could be across the Atlantic Ocean in Eretz Yisrael, learning in the Mir or some other Beis Medrash. We're all sitting in one area of Dalai Lama Shalach Bavad. We're all together in that one Beis Medrash. This is our Beis Medrash, and he was a Ram. Akiva was a Reish Mesifta in our Beis Medrash. It's with a great humbleness that I'd like to ask Rav Aaron Kahn, the Shiva, to please address us. So I think everybody has enough going on in their minds, thinking their own thoughts as they're hearing different people say about them. So I just want to take a moment and read from what's written on the Matseva. We all know that Matseva is written as a coming together of many people from his family, siblings, his friends, and is actually written in Beis Medrash, finalized, and I think that's pretty appropriate. It is many, many, they call panim shel Torah, every word is kesel yefetzeh, so we all understand the words in a different, unique way, and I think they're all amazing. Ben Ohuv Bal Neman of Yaker Av Ach Chaviv, Rabbi Kiva Shammai ben Rav Eliezer Tzachan Lebracha and Price, some Leilais Kayamim Batayir Vavoida Ubehavas Hatayra Hiskadal Visala Oideid Chizik Vishpia Albani Mishpachte Vachavirov Vichur Halavavais Hishrish Biedidov Talmud Vasek Rabbeisav, Yeled Shashuim Lohirav, Chaver Toiv Lyoidav, Ulishvach for the Sahila, Shemoi Hoylech Lefanov, Yusuri Chayav Loyfim Shifaisav, Vishimshai Shaka Bimivchar Shinesav, Yotin Shmosi Vitahara, Benam Dalachanim, Bim Chafhe, the Chodesh Tishrei, Tafshin Ayim Bez, the Tain Shmosi, Tsar Vitzrachayim. Thank you very much.